You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Good morning.
Hour three.
Yeah.
So Mino's out for a couple days, and
we will be back.
I guess tomorrow.
He's threatening
to come back.
But for now, it's Connie and the Mayor.
Yeah. So Connie Fullman is in-house. She, of course, was the anchor on Fox 11, the anchor on
Local 5,
and now she's anchoring right here on Civic Media, WGBW. So we have our guests, and I just want to thank Ben and Deanna. Those are interesting people, aren't they?
They sure are.
They know real estate.
I wouldn't have, yeah.
They know the community.
Yeah.
Smaller organization, but sometimes that's better because
just so
they're connected
nice,
to
you know,
everything.
When you think about someone with you to sell your home.
They actually made a comment, and it was true for me. Like when I bought a house, you make that connection with your realtor.
Yes.
Can you imagine having them as your realtor and having that connection?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, and they've got your back.
Right. And you use them again and again. So yeah, that was fun. And then prior to that, we had Jeff Merkison and just talking about the downtown events. And I'm so happy for him that things are going on, even with all the competition. He doesn't seem to mind it.
Nope.
He's like, look, we embrace it. And
it challenges
so that's
him,
pretty
and
cool
he's done
things
a lot.
Too. So, and now we have headlines with the Press Times and John Kramer, who is a regular on the show. Welcome, John. And Jessica Norwood. So Jessica is a professor at NWTC, as am I. And we see each other on the evening classes. And she does the photography and DMT. That you're going to have to explain.
Digital media technology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And we were talking before about news. That's direction news is going digital
right.
media.
It's true.
And that's an interesting career.
Yeah.
How is are students interested in that? Are people starting in that? Do they switch over to your class? Are they, you know, some of the students we have out there are second career people.
Yes, exactly. No, our programs actually kind of encompass a whole section of the college called digital arts. So it is our graphic design program, our photography, and our digital media technology. And like you said, we have a lot of students that will cross over. I know John is kind of in the process of doing that because he just graduated from the photography program, and he's starting to take some digital media classes to add in the video perspective, audio, and things like that. So we get a lot of crossover just with our own students, but also people coming in that maybe are marketers, and now they're tasked with doing things with video or even just the photography end of it for press releases or articles, things like that.
Well,
so they come in for those skills.
Tell me about it. I came from back in my day, but, you know, I left television for a while when my daughter was young. And when I came back, you know, we were still shooting on tape back when I left. It was barely getting into digital. So I had a lot to learn about shooting for, you know, about digital media.
Yeah, because now you've got that technology aspect added in there. And that's just a whole nother. That's honestly, we always joke in photography, we spend 20% of our time behind the camera and 80% doing editing, business side of it. Like, we spend a lot less time than people think behind the camera.
I was saying the same thing about news. You spend a fraction of your time in front of the camera, but all the work is done.
Yep.
So what's great about NWTC is my core thing was the associate's degree in photography, but I added a bunch of additional certificates, trained certificates. So I took a certificate in why am I drawing a blank?
Social design?
Yeah, social media design and digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then also graphic design. So I had the Illustrator class. I had a Photoshop 2 class. So you can curtail your program to what the industry is doing and what you want to learn about. Because in this industry today, you can't just be one thing. You can't just be a photographer.
No.
You need to kind of be able to do the whole spectrum from a little bit of graphic design to the video side of it. And
you've done really well with that. I mean, you got a great job with the Press Times, but you're still going to go on to school for more, you said?
Yeah, so there's a couple video classes, kind of higher end video classes, next level stuff that I want to take. So I'm going to add those. And then the goal is to go to Lakeland next for public relations.
So. Oh, nice.
Oh, now that's good. So you could run a public relations department at a big At a big corporation.
Yeah, it's
because they need all that, right?
I don't necessarily want to be in a big corporation.
No, but, you could do it. Oh. You do
but
it
you
yourself.
Have the skills too.
Yeah. Well, I still have the Army paying for my school and paying me while I'm in school, so it's insane for me not to take advantage of that.
Oh, not
absolutely.
We were talking a little bit earlier before we came on, Jessica. NWTC, you've been there, what?
20 years almost.
All right, I've been there all of three. But what a great school. It just is, and I tell parents, some people, I think we're getting away from, you got to go to college. But that is a college, right? I teach in a business college.
Yeah, definitely.
I just think there's some great degrees.
It's a four-year different conversation. Yeah.
But you offer 200 degrees. Think about that, you guys. Sometimes I work at the new community shelter, and we had a lady I was talking to that was an employee there, and she's not real happy. I'm not sure this is what I want to do type thing. And maybe in the food service. I said, well, go to NWC Culinary. You guys offer that. But she says, well, I want to maybe look at something else. I said, why don't you just go out there and talk to a counselor?
Yeah.
Yeah, because something might click, nursing or, you know, who knows? Photography. I don't know what exactly she wants to do. And I did that. I went out to your place after I was done in office. It took that assessment to see what I wanted to do. And I thought it was going to come out like, oh, you should be something I wasn't thinking of. Like, you should be a train conductor. So, I want to do that. But it was pretty much what I do.
That's funny.
Sorry, it reinforced it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I always think this is a funny story, not totally off topic, but when I was in high school, you know, you take the test, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. I wanted to be an architect, which is in fact what I went to NWTC for at first. And it spit out college instructor. And I was like,
really?
No, hard pass. I was terrified of speaking in front of people. So I thought there's no way I will ever do something like that. And then,
you learn the trick. Stay 1 week ahead of the students and you're fine.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm always reading this. I'm like, I gotta get this stuff.
Well, exactly.
The students who go, I don't want to compare them to colleges, but I've been in those institutions as well. But the students at TCA really want to learn. I mean, because I think they want to get out and I think they want to make a living and they ask good questions. And the other thing I like about TC, some of these businesses, the students, if they get an A, they get 100% reimbursement, a B, 75%, then a C, 50%. And not that you need incentive to do that, but it does help.
Yeah.
It does help. They still need to learn this stuff. But so you must enjoy teaching there. I mean, you've been 20 years.
I've been there. Yes, I've been there for a while. Started part-time, worked in a department at the college that actually helped instructors develop curriculum, like graphics for it, because I actually graduated from NWTC as a graphic design student. So I started in architecture, and I was like, I like drawing the houses. I don't care about the load-bearing walls.
Yeah.
So then my lovely, lovely instructor and mentor, he walked me over to the design area and one of the instructors, and I immediately knew this is where I needed to be. So I moved over to graphic design and then graduated a few years later with that, and then went straight into industry. And for me, that's probably why I'm where I am right now, because had I done something different, I don't want to say I'd be behind where I would be now, but I think that gave me the opportunities to get where I wanted to be faster.
Yeah.
Because I had that technical stuff. I went out into industry and started working immediately. And I, in time, went and got my bachelor's, got my master's degree. So I did continue on, but I was working that entire time. So I was able to move up to where I wanted to be.
There are quite a few students who are working.
Oh, yes.
Especially because we see each other in the evening, especially in the night classes. A lot of those students had worked all day. Don't you feel a little bit sorry for them? They worked all day and then they got to come and,
exactly.
Know, yeah, I mean,
I have a coffee machine in the classroom.
That's what I need.
Well, and what's great, there's other opportunities too. Like for myself, in the photography program, I was hired as an academic coach at NWTC.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. So one of the best ways to really learn how to do something is, and you guys know this, is to teach it. So it gave me an opportunity to mentor and assist photography students, and not just the aspects of the camera, but the whole spectrum of the programs we use, from Photoshop to Lightroom, all the Adobe products. So it's a really cool opportunity to help students out and further your own knowledge.
That's incredible to hear you drop all those technical terms. And you've really done well with this. And were you into photography before? I know you were in the service for many, many years, but was it always a little...
And thank you for your service.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you for your support. So as in high school, I was, won some awards in photography. It's all black and white and dark room. So that was always there. And what we did as civil affairs soldiers is we were taking pictures of everything. So, you know, we did a lot of project management. We always said if there's no picture, it didn't happen. So I was always taking pictures throughout my life, and I was always the guy, you know, with the camera at the parties and all that stuff. So it's always been there. So,
okay, and how was it going back to college? You were a little bit older.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it was easy. It was a little bit challenging for me as, you know, a senior NCO in the Army, and, you know, sitting in one of Jessica's classes and seeing a kid in the back messing around. I just wanted to light him up, but I was able to hold back and not.
I feel like
you sat in the front corner of the room all the time.
I just kept my mouth shut.
I feel like at this stage in my life, I have much more of a passion to learn.
Yeah, for sure.
I visit my daughter at college, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could go back now. And I don't know that the people know all that NWTC has to offer, and it's right here in our backyard. Yep, you know, and the opportunities available there are really incredible.
Pick your passion and go for it. You know, exactly what I did, and it's led to another job. You know?
That's true.
I agree. If you're not really sure to go take that assessment, and maybe like you said, that you're really me, a college professor, and there you are, very successful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who would have thought?
But I still want to be a train conductor.
For me, you know, 2 years ago, started out, and you know, yesterday I was shooting Packer practice, so doing both photography and video. So,
Jessica, in your class, so you're in photography and DMT. That's your umbrella. What do people do when they get out of that class? Is it what John does? You become a freelancer? You're not really freelance. You work for somebody now.
I do both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, definitely. We do have a lot of students that will freelance or do contracted work. So they become entrepreneurs.
Right.
And it all depends on their area of interest, because one of the things we're trying to do is teach to all those areas and get exposure to it, because they'll come in and they're like, I want to do this. And as we explore different opportunities, it's like, oh, I didn't mind shooting food photography. I enjoyed that.
Right.
Or I didn't think I'd like that. Yeah. So trying to get that exposure so that they go out with kind of an idea of what they want to do, but then the capability of doing all the different things. So when something comes their way, they can be like, yes, I really do enjoy doing that. I can take that on.
The one thing that I learned is I didn't want to do wedding photography.
Yes.
So in one of the classes, that's what you do is you set up a wedding shoot, and we do it over at the Botanical Garden. Mm-hmm. And it was a cool experience, but you know, that's not for me.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And that's a really important thing to know, because it's a lot of people's
really
bread and butter.
We're
talking in that industry.
About that before we even came on the air this morning, about what an opportunity to intern to know that's not what I want to do.
Yes.
Because, you know, you think, oh, you just see the glamour side of it. And then you get in there, it's like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. And even in politics, right? If you're going to think you're going to run for Congress or something, go spend some time with a congressman and you might want to do it.
See,
I sure as hell didn't.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think that's cool that you did that, John.
Hey, Kramer, I used to do wedding DJing, right?
Yes, right.
Oh, God. Yes.
But I felt the same way about it. Hated doing them, but the money was decent.
Sure.
Right? It was. So you and I could be two grumpy old guys.
and we do weddings.
Show
up at a wedding.
We should set up a
package. Oh, my gosh, I would pay
for this. Here's your DJ. Here's your photographer.
That's right. Both and, angry, but you get a good deal.
Don't piss either one of them off.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I would pay for this.
All right.
That would be fun.
So much more going on.
That could be a sitcom.
Good.
I'll write the script.
The wedding videographer.
All right. John Kramer, headlines at the press time. Of course, Jessica Norwood here with NWTC. Stick around. I have a few more questions on careers at NWTC. All right. This is Connie the Mayor. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are with one of my favorite institutions in Green Bay, NWTC, and we're here with John Kramer, who's a student, advancing student, and has just done the terrific job getting his degree in, what's it in, John? What would you call your degree? Not your certificate, your degree.
Photography.
That's your degree is in photography, and then you supplemented it with certificates in different areas. And you're going to take that on to another learning institution.
Next step is to go to Lakeland for public relations.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we have the... to say the best professor, I can say that in that department because you're the only professor.
Call her your favorite. Here, so.
She can be your favorite.
Yeah. So Jessica, Norwood Photography and DMT programs, it's an umbrella. What are the different classes you teach?
There's so many different classes. We have obviously classes that are going to teach you about the camera. So we have digital photography. We go further into a lighting class and what we call specialties, which is just all the different areas of photography, you know, like John's favorite wedding photography and commercial photography, real estate photography, and just trying to touch on all those different areas in that class because it's kind of the advanced class for them. And then we do a lot of things on the back end because, as I mentioned, you know, we don't do as much behind the camera as many people think. It's not just pushing the button. There's a lot of stuff in the lighting part of it.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that. We also do the editing part. So we're doing Photoshop. And then we have a secondary Photoshop class that is very specific to photography. Because our Photoshop class covers five different programs right now. So they touch on a little bit of everything.
And you're speaking to my own heart here. And now I'm a little bit of a soapbox. But from my time around in news to now, photojournalism is an art form.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people, you know, take video and things with their phones now, which is, it's great to have that opportunity. But giving someone an iPhone does not make them a photographer.
No.
There are aspects to good photography that you're not going to learn.
Yes.
Shooting through your phone.
People don't realize the math and science.
Yes.
It pisses me off when I see someone take an awesome picture with their phone, but it does have its limitations. And
Yes. Well, there's a lot to learn.
Just talked about the lighting can be so, and we don't think of lighting when we take pictures.
You really don't. But there is, I mean, there's so much. Like I'm like looking at the two of you right now. I can tell exactly where a light would need to be if I'm taking a picture. You know, because you're shaded on your right side a little more than your left because of the window light. Yeah, all this stuff.
I'm guessing from behind, looking at them too.
That's a
shot. There's the shot we're looking for.
I'm all about the silhouette. Those are great.
That was probably the class that was the biggest challenge for me was the lighting class and just setting up different lights for different scenarios. Because it's a muscle memory thing. You got to do it a lot to really get it down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you in teaching, are you year-round?
Yes.
So you're year-round. I'll see you this summer?
Yes, exactly. Classes start this, well, Friday, actually. The summer, the online classes will start. So, we start already. And, it's year-round. So
that's awesome you're doing
that. And we have 8-week sessions, so you can kind of hop in at many different times. If you decide in October and you're like, you know what, I think I want to take a photo class, we have classes that start in October. So,
and the other thing NWTC offers, I start on Tuesday. I'm teaching a morning class, but they've got classes all day into the some of those school run a little bit late.
We have classes that go till 9:30 at night. I know. So the night classes.
And then if I'm late here, Todd yells at me, so I don't sleep. I'm so nervous about getting here on time.
And there's classes available online,
well,
too.
Well, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, and there's lots of opportunities.
I would much rather, as you know, someone my age, I would much rather teach student in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And those blended classes where, I don't know, 4 or 5 kids are online and, you know, 10 or 12 are in your classroom. It took me a while to get used to that because that wasn't my thing.
It does take a little bit to get used to it. Yeah, on the teaching side and the learning side.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we try and be as flexible as possible just because we know the majority of our students aren't always 18 coming out of high school.
Right.
We have a lot of returning adults. The majority of the college is returning adults, especially in our area for sure. And so we're trying to be flexible as far as when classes are offered so that we can hit everybody. So, you know, I've got a rotation of this classes at night this semester and it's during the day this semester.
So I just took just finished up a content marketing class that I took all online, but it's also offered in person too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're working during the day, yet you still have an opportunity to earn a degree at night. And that's really tremendous.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, and Dr. Raffin I remember him saying this was around 20 years ago, that we're going to deliver education when you want it, where mm-hmm. you want it. You know, that's pretty
yep.
cool.
And Dr. Rainey has also held true with that too.
Right. We had your student of the year on here a while ago, and she was just terrific. A story similar to yours, John, you know, just in terms of a second career. It wasn't like mm-hmm. you said, there's just not a lot of 19-year-olds in the class. There are some, though.
Oh, yes, definitely. It kind of ebbs and flows right. depending on the year.
Many of those are just going on to Madison or GB or something because they can save a little bit of money at TC. And why not, right?
Oh, yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of students that will take their gen ed classes. Yeah. In fact, my oldest is in high school now, and he's got an idea of what he wants to do. And he knows he wants to go to a four-year with what he wants to do. But he also likes the idea of TC. So I'm telling him, you know, why don't you look at your gen eds?
Yes.
Take that
absolutely.
Throughout high school, because yep. some high schools will pay for that too, mm-hmm. which will lower that, or at least lower the cost through yes. the high school to take that college
right.
credit.
Yeah.
And you can go in and basically have, you know, good chunk of your first year done.
Yep.
Didn't you have a student in one of your classes that you didn't realize was in high school?
I did on the last day of class. He was so quiet in the back, sweetest person in the world. And presented a video project on the last day and was talking about being a 17-year-old high schooler. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, the entire time. Because we don't necessarily get told that information.
Sure.
We just have students
yeah.
and we have a roster. And he's just the quietest, sweetest person.
Wow.
And,
that's cool.
Yeah,
so there's opportunities
amazing.
For those high school kids to come and take classes too.
Right.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference.
Yes.
I have a daughter who's a freshman in college and she's already got some credits behind her.
Yep.
Helps a lot.
The way to do it. TC is great. And John, just you've been a good example to people returning to education. You've served this country, and I'm glad you're happy, and I can tell you're happy.
Especially as a veteran. You know, there's a lot of veterans that, you know, have their challenges and stuff, but it's a really awesome way to get focused on something and better yourself.
Nice.
And we love your paper, The Press Times. Jessica, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
We'll see you again. All right, we'll be right back. Connie the Mayor. All right, Linda, start singing. All right, hey, we are here with Linda Gusty. She's the director of education at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. And for those of you, I know pretty much everybody's been to the Botanical Gardens and looking at the great gardens, but you've expanded into some pretty cool things in this concert series that you're in charge of, right?
Not me, but one of my colleagues in events.
Right. Yes. Okay. You really bring in some. You're bringing in the Bee Gees. I know, I can't say it's a
not
tribute.
Bee Gees.
Tribute
Bee Gees.
Yes. And you brought in, like we were talking about earlier, that tribute.
Tina Turner. Yeah. Divas of Soul. That was last year.
Yeah, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Then yeah. a good crowd and just that awesome environment to
what
watch
a neat place to watch a show.
We built that beautiful amphitheater and it opened in the fall of 2017.
Right.
And so we've been doing concerts at the Garden for, right. oh my gosh, many, many years, mm-hmm. especially our Thursday night concerts for our members. They're free for them. But then with the addition of the amphitheater, we could do bigger and better.
Oh.
And I shouldn't say better, but just bigger, you know,
oh, yeah.
there's a lot
yeah.
of great local talent too. But yeah, so this Friday night concert series, the Employment Resource Group Grand Concert Series, that's when we're bringing in a lot of those tribute bands, those bands from further around, national bands.
Wow. And you're kicking it off with the Bee Gees?
We are, yeah.
Okay,
this
that?
Friday.
This Friday?
This Friday, yeah. From 7 to 9.
Okay. Oh,
get your tickets now.
I love it.
What's your favorite Bee Gees tune, Jim?
Is that Broken Heart? How do you mend a broken heart?
Oh, you
yes,
can.
That's a good song.
Nice.
Okay.
Good
okay.
Song.
Yeah, just okay. Just I'm out of the loop on a lot of the media and movies and music.
But we know the Bee Gees.
But I know the Bee Gees. I got his picture right on my wall. I mean, come on.
I did when I was 13.
So, how do you? Are you in the promotion business? I mean, you got some great acts there. I think
yeah.
people need to know that this isn't just. You know, somebody coming from nowhere.
Yeah, so let me tell you who we've got yeah. coming up. So we've got the Bee Gees Now, a Bee Gees tribute. That's, again, this Friday, June 6th, 7 to 9. You can get your tickets now at our website. Then on July 11th.
Give us the website. We'll do it again when you're done.
Oh, but. Yeah. gbbg.org. And then you got to navigate a couple times.
Say
to
that
get to
three
about
times.
That. Bee Gees. GBBG.
I think we'll put it on. We'll put it on our website.
Not the GBGs though.
All right. So the Bee Gees on the 6th.
The Bee Gees now on the 6th. On July 11th, the Caribbean Chillers. They are a Jimmy Buffett tribute. Awesome. So get out your Hawaiian shirts and be ready to rock with them. On August 8th, we have Alive Again, our Chicago tribute. And we had a Chicago tribute a few years ago, too. And just love those two.
Alive Again. I've said those guys, great.
Yeah.
It's almost like hearing and seeing the actual group. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Okay.
And then September 5th, that one's a little bit more of a special one. That's our Brews, Bistros, and Bonfire. So not only do you get to hear the Slippery When Wet Bon Jovi tribute, but we also have local breweries out there giving samples. We've got bonfires. It's a great fall night in September.
I love it. Nothing better than a bonfire.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That amphitheater that you built, which was a big undertaking.
Yeah. And,
there's not a bad seat. I mean, the sight lines there are great. There's just nothing, you know, sometimes you go to these concerts outside and it's like, oh, this tree or this or that. But it's just, you really have built that. I mean, whoever built that knew what they were doing.
Thank you. I hope so.
And the acoustics are good there, too, you know? I thought it was...
Yeah, and we work with different local companies to help us with the lighting, with the acoustics, with the booking, even. And so it's not just us. We do work with a number of local partners. Lighthouse does a lot of our lighting.
They're great.
Bananas Entertainment, they help us with some of those bookings as well. And when you come to the Garden for a concert, you can either choose our Kohl's Terrace seating, where we provide you the chair and you're up a little bit closer to the stage, or lawn seating, which is a little bit less of a cost. And then you bring in your lawn chairs, your blankets, whatever you would like, and sit in the grass in the amphitheater. For this Friday, we only have the lawn seating left. Kohl's Terrace is all sold out. If you want to get have your seat placed for you for future concerts, make sure you're purchasing those tickets now
as well. Even out there, just throwing down a blanket, sitting on the lawn and listening to in that atmosphere, it really is appealing.
Can someone buy the whole package, the Kohl's seating for all five?
I think they can. I don't believe we're doing a discount. I'm not sure if we're doing a discount, but you certainly can.
Okay,
yep,
great.
You can
That's
buy.
Cool.
All of the tickets are online right now.
All right.
And available.
So your title is the Director of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot going on out there all the time, but tell me the other things that you do.
So this summer, we're especially excited. In addition to all of the concerts and great performances that we have an exhibit called Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea. So 9 larger-than-life sea animal sculptures, all made out of plastic reclaimed from the Pacific Ocean. So we had this a few years ago.
That's cool.
And we're bringing it back with mostly new sculptures, but it's... The tagline is powerful art to spark positive change. So you go up to these sculptures and you go, oh my gosh, they're phenomenal. They're so big. And then you realize, oh, there's toothbrushes on there and flip-flops and Crocs and things that I use every day.
And it all came out of the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It's all been thrown away. So it connects to the Great Lakes. It connects to us and our region because that plastic pollution isn't just an ocean problem. It's an everywhere problem. It's a water problem. And so it impacts us too. Really, at the Garden, of course, water is integral to everything that we do, to all of the plants that we grow. So we're excited to have that back here this summer to get people thinking about how they can make some simple changes in their life and the way that they use those plastics.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And it's awareness. You know, I first learned about the passion behind it from my daughter when she was in middle school, high school. And so I started doing some research and I was just absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
So it is awareness. I think people want to do the right thing. I think it's just a matter of they may not know. Right. I didn't.
Exactly.
And now I do. So, yeah.
And then education people think, well, so me, what difference will I make? Well, if everybody thought like that, we'd be in trouble. So you do make a difference.
Exactly.
You know, people have got to just get into this thing. Brian just sent in a text. My wife took her students to the Washed Ashore display, said it was awesome.
Oh,
hey,
wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for letting us know.
And that's one of our, we've had, over 3,400 students and their teachers and chaperones come through the Garden from the 1st of April through the end of the month here, or end of last month, I should say, on field trips and Washed Ashore. They were able to see it, anybody who came from the beginning of May beyond. And we try to incorporate that into all of the field trips that we do.
So you have a membership, you have just to go to that one event. I just bought a membership at Mulva. I like that place.
Yeah,
I don't think people got to get there. It was a weird membership. It was it was like a grandparents' grandkid membership.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome. I love that.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and we have a family membership that if you are a grandparent, it allows you to bring any of your grandkids in with it. So it's not a specific for grandparents, but our family membership, which is $85 for the year, includes two adults and any kids that you bring along with you.
All right. That, and I mean, come on.
That's a great activity to bring kids to.
Yep. And you have so much going on. Just even if you don't have anything going on, the beauty of that's unbelievable. Yeah.
Right. And we built our new children's garden. Yep. It's on its third summer here. They've got splash pads. There's trampolines. There's tree houses. There's just so much to enjoy while you're there. So the adults can look at the flowers while the kids are splashing in the splash pad.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you, people can volunteer there. I mean, you have employees,
yeah.
And I've met some of them. Do you know how one could get involved? Because who doesn't want a garden?
So we love to say that anybody can volunteer at the garden, no green thumb required, because we know that's not for everybody, right? So we do have the folks that are interested in getting to know the plants or working with their hands and working on the grounds. Again, no green thumb required. We'll train you on that. You might be pulling weeds, you might be watering, you might be planting some new flowers. But then if that's not quite your gig, these concerts, you want to see the concert for free? Come and volunteer for us. Make some popcorn. Check people in.
Right.
I can make popcorn. I can't, you know, I'm not much of a green thumb, but I can make popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny you say that. I just, a little bit of a segue. Mm-hmm. I work at the new community shelter.
Yes.
You know, we have 118 people living there and, you know, they transition out. And I do a little, I'm not the activity director. I do some other things there, but I take them to things. And, you know, your garden of lights, I take them. And they're like, I'll never see that again. I'm like, breakfast on the farm. It's like, yeah, you will just volunteer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because
they don't have $10, $12, you know what I mean, right now. And people need to look at that. And like you said, I mean, you don't sell it and you can see it for free, but you can see it for free. You know, the Widener Center, there's so many things
that accessible to everyone.
Right.
And that's
it
the important thing.
And that's really one of our goals as the garden. We know we have an admission fee. Yeah. We're as an independent nonprofit, that is something we need. But we also have options for folks that have those barriers financially. So we are part of the Museums for All program that's nationwide. And with that, anybody that has WIC or SNAP benefits, if you can just show us your card, you can get up to 4 people in your party into the garden for general admission, not for special events, but for just a general walk around the garden for $1 each.
And I don't think people know that. Look at that. Yeah. I mean, and what a beautiful evening to spend with the family out there.
Yeah,
it's all great there. So you're garden, you don't really need to expand. I mean, are you kind of there? I mean, what I thought was really cool was, you know, I like the lights that, was it that pond or what?
Yeah, the pond with the big, like spotlights over the top of it to music. Yeah.
Right. That sounds cool.
It's unbelievable what you guys do out
there. Part of our WPS Garden of Light.
Fun.
Right. And what are the things in education? Do you have other programs this summer for kids?
We do, yes. Actually, today, because it's Wednesday, kicks off our Buy One, Get One Free Wednesdays. That's all throughout the summer. And we like to concentrate a few of our activities on this day, especially. So today we have our Wash to Shore Upcycled Craft. So you can just come on in from 11:30 to noon and take some of the trash that we've collected and cleaned and prepped to do some crafts and kind of just get creative with it.
Yes.
Through the inspiration of the Wash the Shore exhibit. We've got our discovery cart today so you can learn a little bit about the Great Lakes and why the Great Lakes are so important and why we need to protect them. On Tuesdays and Fridays starting next week, we have our story time. So if you've got some littles in your life from 10 to 10:30, that you can come on out and enjoy that in our children's garden while they're in between playing out there. And then we have a variety of classes for adults as well throughout the summer. So you can check those out. Next week, we've got Mark Walters from Brown County Resource and Recovery, who is just teaching about recycling to remind you what can be recycled and what can't here in Brown County.
He's great. I mean,
he's
been
really wonderful.
And that's, you know, when you think about the botanical gardens, people think just, all these beautiful plants.
Yeah.
But look at all the stuff that's going on there.
What
a tremendous resource for our community.
And the other thing, just because it's Green Bay, the parking is so easy. Right on Larson Road. You're right there. Sometimes people are like, where am I going to park? That's not an issue.
Nope. Free parking.
Just come on in, park.
We just got a bunch of new wayfinding so you can find the visitor center a little bit better too. So really just doing the best we can to help people know that we're here, that we're open for everybody, and that we want to find a way to get you out to the garden.
Yeah.
So this another text came in. Can teens volunteer for the concerts and get on our society sheet signed?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I know, right? We do that.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. So if you check out our website, GBB. bg.org/volunteer. That'll get you to how you get signed up and connect you to our volunteer coordinator, and she'll get you all set.
I still think that's kind of funny that it's GBBC and we're talking to Bee Gees. You know, of all days over here. But Friday, we got to get out there for that. That's
going
to be a good thing. And then you have the concert series online. We can look it up when we want to go.
Can.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
And you can bring in your own food to the concerts, but if you would like to purchase a dinner to have ready for you there, you have to do so by today at noon from Food Delicious Catering.
And you can do that too.
You can do that too. Then you don't even have to worry about your meal for that evening.
Wow.
I didn't know you had that either. I you know what? I feel kind of bad. You're rattling off all this stuff, and I just, that's great.
But that's, that's the value of her being
need,
here.
We need, you know, and I know you work with the VCB, but what a great place to bring visitors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody goes to Lambeau, and that's cool, but it just is, it's something to show off. There's nothing like that around here.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
You're
Thank
doing
you
it
so
right. I'm glad we got you there too, Linda. All right. This is Linda Gusty.
Gusky.
Right. Director of Education, Green Bay Botanical Gardens. One more time, your website.
GBBG.org.
All right.
Like
great.
Green Bay Botanical Garden.
And the Bee Gees, which we'll see Friday.
Yes.
Okay. This is Connie the Mayor. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
He just rolled his eyes at me.
I did. I like the upbeat music. This is
okay.
All right,
but we'll here's what I can't get over. Like Bee Gees, Fanny, right? Huge song.
Yeah.
He rolls his eyes to this, but he likes Liberace. Like I can't.
I can't reconcile that. Yeah, I'm a little twisted. I'll admit it.
A little something.
So we are wrapping it up here. I just you have been so much fun to work with, and we get guests on occasion, but not 3 days in a row. And I said, Todd, we got to get you back here. Just thank you for doing this. And one of our listeners, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you bet. One of our listeners texts into Todd, who is our producer, the boss. He's the guy who runs the show. And the text reads, I sure hope you are relentlessly on Connie's case to come out of retirement and work for Civic Media. She's delightful to listen to. Would love to hear her more often.
Oh, Nancy, thank you.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you. I would love that. You know, I'm not, Mino has got some big shoes to fill. I'm not trying to, but.
No, he's
but
great.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
But just being able to be here and be part of what you guys do, it's really been an honor, and I've just had a ball.
Telling the stories of Northeast Wisconsin, right?
Right.
Get back to
and
that.
I've got
a
lot of them.
Yeah.
That's my passion. You know, I'm a local gal and, you know, from this area and just singing our praises and telling stories.
And when we were talking earlier about, you know, what do you want to do? You know, kind of what I want to do. I just know whatever I do, it's going to be here.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like, I just have no desire to go somewhere else.
I still got
to
figure out what I want to be when I grow up. But this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, so let's just take a minute to plug you. What are you looking? Are you looking for something? Do you like the media? You love the media, don't you?
Oh, I love the media.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get back in it.
Here's what I
always. If you wave a magic wand, what would you be doing?
Here's what I always like to say. You just never know where I'm going to pop up. Because I've been all over. And, you know, I'm still determining my next steps, where they're going to be. I've got a daughter who's in college out of state, but I'm pretty tied to this area. I'm on Todd's case to get me in here at Civic Media. So you never know where I'll pop up next.
Oh, that's great. And you're there credentially. I mean, you have everything. You got the experience. You got the degree. Interesting, though, talking to TC, wasn't it? What they can do out there.
Yes.
And especially these second careers. My neighbor lives a few houses away. Kind of dropped out of the corporate world and went back and got his horticulture license. And he's got the best garden in the neighborhood, but he just, but he's making some money too. Not 50 hours a week type thing, just some projects.
You know, that is the thing I will say though. I've worked in media and then I took some time and worked in corporate America and corporate communications, public relations. But news is my, you know, that's my heartbeat. That's where I belong. And so, yeah, I'll be sticking with the media.
And the media, that's such a broad brush. Do you like getting out on the street and doing those interviews, or do you like driving the desk? Like in media, both. What would you like to do?
I love talking. I love talking to people. And what I would love to do is tell people's stories, throw a dart on the map of Wisconsin, and let me go there. And I will find a story for you wherever that dart lands. And it's going to be interesting. I guarantee you.
Besides covering stories, we could have a segment called Connie's Dartboard.
Hey.
And literally, you put a map of Northeast Wisconsin up and you do it and you do a story a week or whatever,
Is HR listening to this? They need to be listening to it. We have so many ideas.
Because there's two things with that. One is like, I wonder where the dart's going to end up. And secondly, I wonder what the story's going to be. I mean, you know what I mean? Because you throw that thing up to like Florence. You think you could find a story in Florence?
Absolutely, I could. Absolutely. I did a story once on the oldest barber. He was in Bear Creek. And somebody called the station and said, this guy is like finally retiring. He's 90-something. Oh. And I went out there. You wouldn't believe the stories this guy had. He was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And I let him cut my hair. He was afraid to. But I'm like, hey, reporter involvement.
Wow. And those barbers, beauticians, they're also part-time psychologists, psychiatrists.
Absolutely.
You guys tell them everything.
It's called therapy. Yeah.
Therapy.
Yeah, I go for my therapy appointment.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because that is so true. It is more than... you know, cutting hair.
Yeah, well, in back in the days in Bear Creek, you know, that was part of the community. That's where people went and got their local talk of the town.
A little gossip, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Politicians, and sometimes those barbers knew who was getting divorced before the wife did.
Still today. Still today.
No, that's, you know, and if people, hairdressing, a lot of people say, I like people, and I think a lot of us do. That is a business that you're dealing with people, and not just cutting their hair, you are talking to them. I think that's, and that's... It's still, we got, you know, cosmetology school here in Green Bay, and, you know, that's not an inexpensive track, though.
And depending on what you're having done, you know, my hair appointments can be 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So you better like your stylist.
Right.
I'm fortunate, Rhonda. I have a lovely one. She's amazing.
You got to find the right one.
Yep.
So, all right.
Just had another text come in. Yes, Connie, you did a great job filling in for John. You could be the Joan Rivers for the show. Fill in for the guys. Chuck from Green Bay.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. I said you guys just need a little bit of a feminine perspective, and I want to add that.
Here's the problem. That's like calling John and Jim Johnny Carson. And let me tell you, they ain't no Johnny Carson. All right?
Well, I ain't no Joan Rivers, but I love what you're saying.
But we take plenty of vacations, so talk to Todd. He does the fill-in for that. But yeah, it's...
I'll be on vacation in 2 weeks. You can fill in for me.
Right, he's...
Well, I'm glad you guys get the vacation.
He's missing my party, but that's all right. Big Mouth, that's going to be here, but that's all right. And we're going to have people there. It's going to be fun.
It's a hot dog bar.
It's hot dog, but it's nice to get together in the summer, because in the winter we don't do it as often. So,
yeah.
I mean, you got to...
Did you invite Connie?
Well, absolutely.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And the Melcors, you know, they're coming.
You guys have been really hospitable and gracious. Just to me this week, when I showed up last week and I wouldn't go away. I kept coming back. I'm like, all right, I love it here. And thank you for making it so easy for me, Jim and Todd. You know, I lean on you a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll just say it's been a pleasure working with you after knowing of you for so many years.
Right.
So, and hopefully I can consider you a friend now.
Yeah,
so.
Likewise.
And you're always welcome back here. And
thank
just,
you.
But
call first.
Call first, right. Not like yesterday.
You never know where I'll pop up.
But I think the other thing I really like about you, and I didn't know you all that well. I mean, you interviewed me a number of times, but how committed you are to the local community.
Yes.
And sometimes we go, it's Green Bay. Well, it's Green Bay. I mean, we're so lucky to have what we have here. There's so many natural resources.
And that's what Civic Media does. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. So.
And Appleton. And Oshkosh.
The whole area, right.
Yep.
Northeast Wisconsin's awesome. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Connie, thank you again for being here. We'll see you tomorrow with Johnny. So, Mino and the Mayor, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.